Joining us now on KRDO's Afternoon Newsline, Mr. Greg DiGrando, the Public Information Officer for Pikes Peak Regional Building Department, to address a way for you to sort of navigate through the maze of figuring out whether your contractor is legitimate or not. In other words, before you do your homework, do your homework. Right, Greg?
That's exactly right. You got to do your homework. It's important.
Greg, welcome back to KRDO's Afternoon News. It's good to have you. We haven't talked in a while. This is an important subject. It didn't just pop up out of nowhere. We're dealing with this so much now that the El Paso County District Attorney issued a statement and said, don't get nailed. And here are some ways to not get, pardon my crassness, screwed by guys who are fraudulent contractors. So, Greg, Pikes Peak Regional Building Department's website is one of the greatest resources there is for this kind of information. What kind of tips and advice would you offer our listeners today to make sure that they know that they're dealing with somebody who's legit?
Yeah, it's so important to do your research ahead of time, and there's a lot of different ways that you can do it. But, of course, our website is really a great tool, and it's probably the best way to do the research on the contractors, because all contractors that are doing work that needs to be permitted here in El Paso County, in our area, they have to come through us to be licensed. So going to our website is sort of like going to the source to make sure that they have that license and that they're keeping up with everything, keeping up with their insurance and whatnot. So our website is really the way to do it. It's pretty simple. You just get on there and you can just search for contractors. And if you have a potential contractor that you're looking at, you can just plug them right in and you'll get that information of if they are licensed, also what type of licenses that they have, and if they're in good standing with us. So certainly a lot of information that you can get from our website. And it's definitely one of the best places to go in order to research ahead of time.
And Greg, what is that web address?
So our website is www.pprbd.org, Pikes Peak Regional Building Department.
Now, we know that there are some red flags to be watching for, particularly if you see out-of-state license plates. If somebody's knocking on your door looking for business, that should be a red flag, because in these times, people are feathering their nests, so to speak. We've all been indoors so much, we've found all kinds of stuff we need to be done. The contractors that I'm talking to have more work than they can possibly handle. So anybody knocking on your door should raise a huge red flag. Nobody should be looking for work who is a contractor right now.
Yeah, it comes up with a little bit of everything. We mainly see it a lot of times with hailstorms, and we've certainly had our fair share here in the Pikes Peak region, but it happens. You get a lot of these fly-by-night contractors coming door-to-door looking for work. They might be legitimate, but it's your safest bet is to research them ahead of time and really make sure that they have that license. But a couple of the other red flags is some of these contractors coming around and saying, oh, well, you don't need to pull a permit for that. You're good to go. There is some work out there that you don't have to have a permit for, like carpentry, cabinets, painting. But if it's something that needs to be permitted, you got to be careful, because if they're saying you don't need a permit for that, that's an indication that they might not have a license and they can't even pull a permit for that. And that's important to have them pull that permit, because that's when we get involved. And that means our inspectors are coming out there to look over their work. And that's what you as a homeowner are going to want. You want to make sure that contractor is doing the work correctly and safely for you as a homeowner.
And that is why Pikes Peak Regional Building Department exists, is to make sure that that happens. And that, again, is why the resource is so valuable. Like you say, folks, go straight to the source. Before you get work done on your home, do your homework. What's the website address one more time, Greg?
One more time. It's www.pprbd.org.
Greg DiGrando, Public Information Officer for Pikes Peak Regional Building Department. We so appreciate this very valuable information to keep our homeowners protected from fraudulent contractors floating around out there. Thanks for your visit to KRDO's Afternoon News today.
Anytime, Ted. We're happy to get this information out there.